Welcome to Deedon B College. In this lesson, we're building a VHS rave stab from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're arranging it so it actually works in a jungle or old-school DNB track. The big idea here is simple. We're not making a sound just because it's cool in solo. We are making a stab that has a job. It might be a hook. It might be a turnaround hit. It might answer the break and push the track forward. That's the mindset. In DNB, especially jungle and old-school styles, these stabs are part of the arrangement language. They cue the listener, they create tension, they make the drums feel even more alive. Start with a new MIDI track and load up a straightforward synth. For beginners, analog is a great choice because it's fast and easy to control. Waveitable or operator can work too, but don't overcomplicate it at the start. Keep it simple. Draw one short chord hit. Think minor, or something with a slightly dark rave character. Keep the MIDI note short. Maybe a 1/16 or 1/8 note. This is a stab, not a pad. You want it to hit and get out of the way. Why this works in DNB is because the drums are fast and the bass is usually busy. If your chord is too long, it will smear across the groove and steal space from the snare and sub. A tight stab gives you impact without clutter. Now build the core sound. In analog, start with saw-like oscillators. A simple saw on one oscillator and maybe a second saw or square on the other is enough. Keep the detune small, just a little bit of width and motion. You're not trying to make a huge super saw. You're trying to make a punchy rave hit. Shape the envelope so it feels percussive. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a short release. If it feels too pad-like, shorten the decay and release. If it feels too thin, you can thicken it a little with the oscillator blend before processing. Then move to the filter. Open it enough that the chord reads clearly, but not so much that it becomes harsh or washed out. A little resonance can add bite, and a bit of envelope movement can give it that classic snap at the front. You want the stab to speak instantly. What to listen for here is whether it feels like a hit. If it sounds like a held chord with no attitude, the envelope is too soft. If it sounds too small, bring back some body before you start adding effects. Now for the VHS rave character. This is where the vibe starts to happen. Put a simple processing chain after the instrument, EQ8, saturator, something like chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, and then auto filter if you want movement. Start with EQ8 and high pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it stays out of sub territory. If it's boxy, make a gentle cut somewhere in the low mids around 250 to 500 Hz. That area can get muddy fast. Then add saturator. A few dB of drive is usually enough to give you density and a little edge. Soft clip can help if you want the hit to feel more solid. After that, use a very light chorus or phaser if you want the worn, tape-like smear that hints at VHS and old sampler processing. Keep it subtle. You want flavor, not seasick wobble. If the track is already dense, stay cleaner. If the arrangement is sparse or atmospheric, you can push the degradation a little more. What to listen for is whether the stab still feels focused after the effects. The best VHS rave stab is not just blurry for the sake of it. It still has a clear chord identity. It just sounds like it's been dragged through a bit of history. Now let's place it rhythmically. This part matters a lot. A great sound in the wrong pocket is still the wrong move. Put the stab where it answers the drums instead of fighting them. A classic move is to land it on the end of beat 2, or to let it hit before a bar line so the next downbeat feels bigger. You can also do a simple 2-bar call and response, where one hit lands in bar 1 and the next variation lands in bar 2. Why this works in DNB is because the groove is conversational. The break is already talking. The stab should answer it, not interrupt it. If the stab sits directly on top of the snare and makes the backbeat feel smaller, shift it a little earlier or later. Even a tiny timing move can make the whole phrase feel more locked in. What to listen for here is whether the stab pushes the groove forward. The right placement feels like a response to the drums. The wrong placement feels like it's sitting on top of them. Once the rhythm is right, think about printing or resampling the stab. This is a very normal workflow in DNB. Make an audio track, record a few hits, and trim them into a clean, usable shape. Once it's printed, you can process it as audio and commit to the character. This is where you can add a bit more grime if needed. Light redux can give it grain. Drum buffs can add smack and crunch. A short, filtered echo can smear the tail a little if you want more of that warehouse rave feeling. But keep the tail under control. The stab still needs to clear space for the snare. Another big decision is width. Be careful here. A lot of people make a sound wide and exciting in headphones, but then it falls apart in mono. For a DNB stab, Keep the low mid core centered and let the stereo character live in the upper mids and highs. If you use chorus or widening, keep it subtle. High pass before widening if needed. What to listen for is mono safety. If the stab vanishes or turns hollow in mono, the stereo effect is doing too much work. A good club-ready stab should still feel solid when collapsed down. Now let's turn the sound into arrangement. Don't just loop it for the whole track. That's the fastest way to make it feel flat. Use it like a phrase marker. A really practical approach is to keep the intro filtered and sparse, then let the full stab appear in the gaps between break accents. In the drop, it can become part of the engine, but still not every bar. Give the listener some breathing room. Use it as a turnaround every four bars, or as an accent that leads into a new phrase. A strong beginner workflow is to build one good two-bar phrase first, then duplicate it and change just one thing. Maybe the filter opens a little more. Maybe one hit is missing. Maybe the second version jumps up an octave. That tiny variation is enough to keep the track moving without rebuilding everything from scratch. You can also automate a few key things to create motion. Open the auto filter a little before a transition. Push the saturator drive a touch on the second hit. Add a bit more reverb or delay only on the last stab of a section. Keep the movement focused. You do not need automation everywhere. You need it where it actually helps the arrangement breathe. A useful rule here is to think in sections, not loops. For example, a filtered hint in the intro, then the full stab in the build, then a tighter, more direct version in the drop, then maybe a stripped or more aggressive variation in the second drop. That keeps the track feeling like it's going somewhere. If you want the stab to feel more sampled and authentic, a slightly rough-printed version often works better than a perfectly polished synth patch. That's a good judgment call in this style. If the rhythm is right and the sound has attitude, stop messing with it. Lock it in and move on. Sometimes the slightly rough print is the one that feels most believable. Now, a couple of quick quality checks. What to listen for? Does the stab leave the snare space to crack properly? If the snare feels smaller, the stab is probably too long or too loud in the 1 to 3 kHz zone. Shorten it or reduce that area a little. What to listen for? Does it stay present when the full break comes in? If it sounds great solo, but disappears in context, it may need more mid-range focus or a little less stereo trickery. Don't wait until the end to check this. Always audition it with the drums and bass early. Here's the basic beginner goal I want you to aim for. A stab that feels like a chopped piece of rave history, but arranged like a modern DNB tool. It should be gritty, slightly unstable, rhythmic, and useful. Not too wide. Not too long, not too bright, just enough movement to feel alive. If you want to push it a little further, make two versions. One cleaner and tighter for the main drop. One dirtier and more degraded for transitions or the second drop. That gives you instant contrast, without building a whole new sound. In old school and jungle inspired DNB, that kind of versioning is super useful. So here's the recap. Build a short chord hit with a simple synth. Keep the envelope tight. Shape it with saturation. A little chorus or phasing, and careful EQ. High pass it so it stays out of the sub. Place it so it answers the break instead of clashing with it. Check it in mono. Print it if it already feels right. Then make one variation and use it to move the arrangement forward. Your challenge now is to build one usable VHS rave stab and place it into a 4-bar DNB phrase with drums or a break. Keep it simple. Use only stock devices. Make one cleaner version and one dirtier version. High pass it. Keep the stereo control tight, and most importantly, make sure it feels like part of the track, not a sound floating on top of it. You've got this. Make the hit, lock the pocket, and let the groove do the talking.